team was in here?
He was in the bubble. Deion Waiters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah,
that,
see?
That nigga did steal a championship.
There you go. Yes, because he was talking about he was something or some championship something.
I'm going to say he stole that shit. Ain't no way Deion Waiters deserved that. Him. Uh-huh. I don't know who else stole that shit. No, Dwight contributed a little bit.
Dwight contributed. Yeah. Caruso, he was in it, right?
Caruso went and got a check after that. Yeah,
he did.
JR stole a ring, too. JR wasn't playing.
Oh, JR was on that team.
JR was in the bubble getting high.
He's
smoking a la la.
Boy.
That's where he started golfing at.
Right. Giannis's younger brother got one. So is that what we doing there, too?
They all got a ring. All the Giannis's. All
three of them because of Giannis. Yeah, you right. So Greek freak. Lord Utatakumpo, boy. If that ain't that ninja talk, boy. That ain't that Uncle Ruku talk. Uncle Ruckus talk. Love it. That Uncle Ruku talk. He's like, well,
Kick City.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to Kick City. This is episode 63 of our amazing season 4. I'm back with the fellas once again. Y'all know me. I go by AJJ Almighty, aka the Black Ranger. Fellas, let me know how your week been going. Blaze, talk to me.
It's been going good, man. Finished school, finished my first year teaching on Wednesday. So that was really good. So, shout out to all the Black educators out there. And so it was a doozy, but on my end, it is done and complete. And so trying to relax my mind and my body and my soul before I start summer school. And so I'll be teaching summer school and doing all that. So I got to chase that money because it be running. So I'll leave it at that.
You can't get it sitting still. I understand that.
Not at all.
Marco, how your week been?
Week has been going well. Celebrated my 34th birthday on Thursday.
I'm so sorry. Let me start this back over.
Right.
Hey, Blaze, man, I'm glad you're having a good week. Before we do anything,
exactly.
If you listen to this podcast late at night, I don't care, early in the morning, where in a whole other country, wherever you can, it's drinking time. Everybody, we got you to drink. Get your cup up, get your shout up, because we got to celebrate the man, the CEO, the mayor, Marco's birthday. Marco, happy 34th birthday, man. Everybody, let's take a shot real quick. Come on. We really did take a shot, everybody. Just want y'all to know.
We did. I'll just say this about Boss Man. Wasn't supposed to live past 25. Joke's on you. We still alive.
Amen. Hey,
that's right.
All right.
Classic line.
My bad. So how your week been? how your birthday week been going?
Week has been going well. Of course, as you can see, went and got a fresh haircut, cut off the beard, had to let my face breathe a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Man, we out here.
Okay. See, AJ went and got a fresh cut too. Yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, went and seen that new Doctor Strange, which I enjoyed. Ooh. People are criticizing that movie, but I enjoyed it. I think people need to quit trying to analyze movies and overanalyze stuff. When you go to see a Marvel movie, you're going to be entertained, not to watch an Academy Award winning movie. So just sit there and be entertained.
Hey, that's a fact.
Hey, that's a good one right there. All right. I'm glad everybody's having a good week. Shout out to the Black educators. Shout out to Marco for the birthday. So, you know, what we normally do is hop into, Fresh Kick Friday. Blaze, can I start with you, man? What you going to be right?
Absolutely. Since we are enduring in the playoffs, I might as well bust these out, you know, bust out the playoff 12s. Why not? We in there. And so, what do you want me to say about this? A classic sneaker, obviously, an OG, obviously. Yeah. Jordan did his thing in them, obviously. And so playoff 12s is what I'll be rocking on Fresh Kick Friday.
What's that, 95? What he did that in? Was that 95 in the playoffs?
No, those was 97.
97. Okay, okay. All right, my bad. Hey, you know, look,
you good.
A little rusty every now and then. Marco, what about you?
I actually have no idea what I'm going to pull out on Friday right now. Usually I have this planned ahead, but this week I have no idea what I'm going to pull out. And usually I end up changing my mind anyway, so it's no point in me sitting here lying to y'all and saying I'm going to pull out something that I ain't going to do. So,
well, damn.
We'll see what happens on Friday. We'll have to make sure we get our videos together ahead of time, and we'll send them out, because we actually had a video for y'all yesterday and I forgot to post it.
Hey, you know what? Just drop it on Monday. You know, we fly high Monday. Let's just drop it on Monday.
Right.
I guess I'm bringing these out. These
are nice
Jordan ones. It's very, very like classic. Hey, I kind of like, I don't know if you can tell by the midsole, kind of was already like aging. That's probably my favorite part of this shoe, which is kind of, you know, kind of weird, but I like it. I'm like, shit, it already got the Asian part taken care of. So black, white with a little red, you know, so real simple, but you know.
Love it.
So, you know, let's go into one of my favorite things to talk about, our pickups for the week. Marco, it's your birthday, man. So let's start this one off with you. What you pick up this week?
So I just recently picked up the sneaker that I'm going to actually talk about in gifts later on. One of the sneakers that I'm going to talk about in gifts later on, I picked them up last night. They were a little bit under the retail price of $200. The Gore-Tex Light Currys, Jordan 1. So those should be on the way from GOAT. They already been pre-authenticated by GOAT. So that means they already had them in their warehouse, which probably means they're coming from overseas. Yeah. So that should be on its way. I'll probably see it either next week or the week after that, since it's coming from overseas.
With that early access. That's what we're gonna call that. That's the early access right there. Pick up anything else this week?
No, nothing else for me.
All right, Blaze, let's swing it over to you. What you pick up?
I snagged the Clot Retro 5s this week. Snagged those off of Sneakers app. Sorry about that, AJ.
Okay. Don't pub them. Okay.
My bad. I got them.
No free publicity. You just got them. Okay. That's all I was going
to
say.
I got them from a famous website or a famous app, and I'll just do that. Bipolar app. I'll just end it with that. Does that sound better for you?
Sound like better. They definitely bipolar for me. But I'm sorry. Keep going.
Clot 5 retro lows. I also got, shockingly, I got another pair of dunks, the championship red dunks, highs. Shockingly got those.
Man, so, two pairs of dunks 2 weeks in a row, man.
I know. I'm baffled. I'm puzzled. And so they are sitting next to the door at my spot, and so I ain't even opened them yet, and so I'll open them and see what's up with them. But yeah, I'm wondering if I'm gonna keep them or not. They're on the block right now, but I need to open them up and see them. I'll probably keep them, man. The white and red championship dunk.
Did you get a size 12?
No, I did not. No, sir. You if I give them to you, definitely would have to triple or quadruple sock that. Man, for you to.
I put another shoe in it if I got to.
Yes, exactly. Shout out to the Yacht Gang feet around here. And so got that. And lastly, I also got what I'll be talking about this week on gifts. Green Bean 5s. I did the Black Ranger special. I got them over the 50, but less than 100. And so definitely did my thing with that. And so very excited about those coming in too. And so I will be taking my shot also on that famous app, that famous bipolar app as well. So very happy about the Green Bean 5s. And so love to talk about them.
All right. Well, I got my pickup in my hand. Y'all probably gonna be very surprised that I feel like I talk shit about a shoe, then next week I go get the shoe.
Is that a LeBron?
Oh my gosh.
The LeBron 19s. Wish you can like see like the little like details that's all up in it. I thought it had like a fancy name for it, but it ain't got no fancy name. It was just a LeBron 19. It got candy all up in it. It's got these orange laces and this brown. And so like the, I said, don't wear LeBron to the club and shit's ugly. And then I went and got a pair. So
I was going to say, are you going to be hooping in those? You going to be,
I'm so confused right now.
These are going to be a lifestyle shoe. I saw it. I spotted it. I said, man, that shoe kind of dope. I think it's just all the stuff that's going on with it. It just like, it caught my eye. So don't worry. I'll make a video, some pictures.
I'm very curious how you gonna style those. Those joints is bulky.
They are. And hey, you know what? It's a 12, and this thing looked like a 14.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm part of Yacht Gang. So
yep, gang.
yeah, I'm all. But hey, this, I don't. It's dope. So you got a LeBron 19 white. I don't know, red, it's infrared laces. I wish they had like a special name for it with all this stuff that's going on for it so I can describe it better to the people. But it just got like lollipops and suckers and paws, all that stuff on here. So it's a dope sneaker, caught my eye.
Wow. I'm not listening to a word you say the rest of the season. Do I know you? Hello, is this thing on? Do I know you, Black Ranger?
I feel like if I talk about it, I'm just going to get it next week. So that's what's been going on for a couple weeks now. I don't know what's going on with me. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe my birthday came, my mind ain't been right. You know, I'm just doing stuff that old folks do. Maybe that's what it is. So, but you know, we don't worry about that.
Yep.
So, you know, we've talked about our fresh kicks. We talked about our pickups for the week. So now we got to get into one of our most famous segments, get into our gifts. So I usually, you know, I'd be like, Marco, take over. But, you know, now we take over. We take over the gifts of that we like and give y'all a very great description. I mean, I try. But we give out good descriptions that we can. So let's get these gifts started. We're going to start off with mine first. We got the Reebok, I can't pronounce that name right, Low 2, Wile E. Coyote. How do I describe it? You got that red with the little lightning. I call it like the little lightning yellow going through it. Got the little same kind of description going on through the midsole of it with this beautiful butter tan bottom, or like I want to call it. I really feel it's real Chief-like in my mind. That's the only reason I really like it. I feel like it'd be good for the Chiefs season. The Reebok's got a whole strand of Looney Tunes shoes coming out here in the next week, but this is probably my favorite one. I mean, y'all know I'm a big Kamikaze fan from my Kamikaze Nerf shoes. I like Sean Kemp back in the day. One of my favorite players. So I rock with these lows. So they're going for the price of $120. I think it's a real dope sneaker. I'm definitely going to shoot my shot for it. I hope Reebok don't do me like they did me on these Iversons that came out last week. But, you know, I don't want to talk about that. So I feel like a lot of people won't have these. I feel like I may be able to snag them. And I'll be ready for the cheap season. And I'll be swagging with the swag surfing like the young kids do. That's what I'm trying to do in mine. So yeah, gotta have them for me. Blaze, what about you?
They're sleep for cheap for me. No disrespect. I do like these a lot. These are my favorite out of that cartoon pack from the Reebok. Mm-hmm. I like these a lot. I like the color on them. Is that suede on those?
I want to say it's like a suede. It's like a suede material when you look at it closely. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I hope it's that waterproof suede too. That's right.
I'm digging that. I'm digging the beige outsole at the bottom of them. I appreciate those a lot from that. And so you don't have to really worry about those getting too much dirty with the fact with that. But these are dope though. But if I was to stumble upon these at a mall or something, I would cop and grab. This is my favorite out of them. But too much heat coming out. And so these are definitely a sleep for cheap, but definitely a great, what can I say of the batter? Starting off leading sneaker from gifts. Right. Yes. Lead off sneaker. So
I like it. Definitely. I feel something else about to happen. Marco, what you feel about them?
Excuse me. No, Actually, I think they're asleep for cheap too. Definitely have Chiefs vibes, so that's main reason I'm giving them sleep for cheap. They do have a lot of detail in them though. Like you said, they have the suede and the little zigzag and suede on the toe. And then you got canvas that's also in there too. So they kind of mixed up the materials. And then you even got some nice details on like the heel and the tongue of the shoe. Cause I think you got Wile E. Coyote on the tongue right there in the center. And then I think you got like Kaboom on the back, which Wile E. Coyote is known for dynamite and you know, kind of like different things like that. So that's a nice little detail.
See, that's why Marco, boy, that boy good. That boy good.
It's a nice little detail. But yeah, personally, they nothing that I gotta have, so they would definitely be asleep for cheap for me. But yeah. And to give y'all what the people said about these.
They better like them.
You said they better like them.
They better like them.
Well, to show y'all what the people said, 24% of people said gotta have them. 0% of people are flipping them. 53% of people said trash.
Damn.
24% of people said sleep for cheap. So, yeah.
Y'all are not my friends out here in this community in the Kick City. It's all right though. You know, it's all right. I'll take my lumps, you know, my bumps and bruises. That means I'm gonna get them. And that means I'm gonna get them.
Mm-hmm. You should definitely be able to get them.
Absolutely. So I'll move forward.
Okay, now we're going to our second gift. Blaze, this one's all you.
You got it, Black Ranger. I'll take over from here. The second one is the Jordan Retro 8 Black Samurai, coming at you with a steep price range of 225 of them things. Don't add tax onto that just yet because gas prices are high. So I don't want to add tax on that right now. But
$4 a gallon.
Exactly. So 225. This is a series that Jordan is coming out with, basically to honor one of their guys on part of the Jordan brand. That is the guy by the name of Ryu Hachimura. And he is a player. He's a forward for the Washington Wizards. And so they put him onto the brand. And so they're basically honoring his heritage. He was born in Japan. And him being biracial, he, you know, basically got a lot of slack in Japan. And so he moved from Japan to the United States. And so with the United States having the free time, the liberties and stuff like that, he was able to do his thing with basketball and open up his mind. And so he presents you with a Black Samurai that are coming out in different series. I believe two others are coming out, but we're going to get into this Black, he is Black. We're gonna get into this samurai. And so basically the features come from, it's a textured, they call it twine around the sneaker, but I'm just gonna go with beige. I'm just gonna do that. And so they call it twine around the sneaker. A dope color and it's also suede as well. And so what I like about it is that it is inspired by the Japanese textile craft. And so I really like that. It has different characters and different sayings around it, Japanese speaking, that basically tells his story from the inside and outside of the sneaker. And so as you can see on the tongue, I don't know what it has in general, what it says. It could be like, your mama ain't bleep and whatever the case may be, but I don't know. But I just love that it has like the Japanese characters around it. And it just basically tells a story about Ryu. And so beige around the sneaker overall, the bottom of it or the outsole of it is black and red. I don't know the inside of it, but it's suede, it's lovely. It's a Jordan 8. And so it's basically a PE. And so a PE with a Jordan, with a Retro 8. And so I gotta have them. It's a dope sneaker. People either love or hate Retro 8s, and so it's a comfortable sneaker at the end of the day. And so just with this and the heritage behind it, I love Kung Fu movies, and so he incorporates himself. And so shout out to Japanese people, especially the Black Japanese people, because you're more Black than Japanese. I'll just say that, okay? Somebody quick to call you a ninja. And so you might as well be a ninja with a Black samurai, you dig? And so it's a guy happen for me. I'm definitely going to hit the drawing on that famous bipolar app. And so hopefully I get him. And so Jordan 8 Black Samurai, dope. So Marco, what's your thoughts on this sneaker?
Very detailed. You are getting, you know, your bang for your buck on that premium price point, I feel like, because mm-hmm. they did put premium materials on here.
No question.
All the layers and the panels where the straps are actually featured almost look like a little bit of like a wood grain type of texture when Ooh. You're looking at it. When I yes. look at it, at least that's what I see, is wood grain. Even in like that midsole panel, I kind of see wood grain right there along like that mud guard area towards mm-hmm. the heel of the shoe. And I almost see like that like bamboo type of look back here, like there around the ankle and on the tongue. So I like the details on this shoe. For somebody that doesn't really dig eights though, it's nothing that I gotta have. So it would be a sleeper cheap for me. But I definitely think that they very well executed a sneaker that a lot of people don't like. You also get a special box. You know, you get the special box, which has Ryu or Rui, however you pronounce his name. I don't want to butcher that, but however you pronounce his name, it has him dunking over another guy, and it kind of has like those those ancient like flames going around it, and you got calligraphy on that box as well. So I mean, it's a really dope box. You get really dope materials, so it really feels like for your $225 you are getting your money's worth. Versus there are other sneakers that you don't really get your money's worth for the $225. But like I said, for me, eights just aren't really my deal. So it's a sleeper cheap for me. AJ, what's your thoughts?
I'm not going to say sleeper cheap. I want to say I got to have them. I got to have them. I want them. You know, I need another Dom Kennedy line. I get the club Jordan number eights with the two straps. So I feel them on that. On that, I love Dom. Just want y'all to know, you know, that. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm gonna rock it. Y'all know I'm all about trying to figure out how to put something on with it. So I just think you can't get, I feel like you strap up eights and you do something and it ain't gonna be right. I feel like they're too tight when you strap them up. I feel like you gotta strap them up when you go hoop. I feel like if your Jordan 8s ain't, if the straps ain't loose, then you ain't doing it right when you as a casual shoe. So I definitely, you know, gotta have them. Then Marco, you talk about the box, you know, I'm all about the box too. I mean, yeah, I ain't gonna say that about that box, but I'm all about the box too. So if the box is nicely done, then I want it. So, but nah, I definitely like it. I'm with you, Blaze. I'm gonna shoot my shot for it on that one. I might delete it and bring it back, and hopefully give me some, you know, some satisfaction. So I'm gonna shoot my shot and hope for the best on it.
All right. So to give y'all what the people said about those. You got 53% of people said gotta have them, 21% of people said flip them, 11% of people said trash, and 16% of people said sleeper cheap. As you can hear, AJ is not too happy because people are not liking the shoes that he picks out. So he's not too happy about this.
All right, we'll get there one day, Black Ranger. I'm with you.
What I'm with you. What Drake said, I'm upset.
I'm upset.
I don't know the rest of it, but I'm upset.
Man. So to give y'all the next sneaker on the list is my one of my picks of the week. It is the Jordan 1 Gore-Tex Light Curry. These are going to be $200 dropping on 524. Not a lot of people like the Gore-Tex silhouette version of the Jordan 1s, but I actually dig this colorway. Gore-Tex is actually like a waterproof material or water-resistant material. So if you wear it out in the rain, it's not going to destroy the sneaker like most shoes do. Like when you wear them out in the rain, they either oxidize or get stains on them, all that different stuff. This is already repellent to the rain. which is what the Gore-Tex material is for. It's meant to be winterized and all that different stuff. But basically, to give you all a description of it, features that light curry, which is almost like an orange kind of tan type of color there. And that's going throughout like the wings up there on the upper, through like the eyelets, through the toe box, and on the ankle of the shoe. You got like a silver 3M swoosh on there. You got silver in the wings logo. You got silver Gore-Tex on the heel. You also got black laces, red and black tongue tag. You also have a white toe box and, or excuse me, a white toe and a white mid panel, white midsole. And then you got like a marbled outsole, which is like that curry color and black. And I think it's a little bit of white down there and silver too. So it's a really dope outsole. And of course, it features one of the best traction patterns of all time with the Jordan 1 traction pattern. But yeah, these are weatherproof. I actually already got them. I was able to get them through GOAT, like y'all heard earlier in the show, for $193 with fees. It ended up being like $8 more than what it would be if I bought them through sneakers. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go through the headache of going through sneakers. I'm going to just go ahead and get them through GOAT and have them. And I ain't got to worry about it. So definitely got to have them. Got them for me. So yeah, Blaze, what's your thoughts?
I got to have them too. I want them. Definitely love the colorway, the light curry of them. And so definitely appreciative of that. Like, yeah, I just want to know what they feel like, honestly, like just like everything around the sneaker and what it feels and what it's talking about. But love the colorway. Love what Jordan is doing with the ones. It feels like Jordan's making them more comfortable overall, and so whether weatherproof or not, but gotta have them for me. Light curry, Jordan 1s, lovely. Black Ranger, what's your thoughts on these?
I should be a hater because I know everybody's gonna want them, but I ain't gonna lie, I want them too. Just like the other Gore-Tex Jordans that came out here that day, hey Blaze, they feel what you call it? Feel like yes, sir? Is that the right word?
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
They feel good in your hands.
There you go.
It's a very nice material. It's definitely waterproof, like Marco said. So, I think it'd be definitely a great shoe. And what's crazy, I think it'd be like a good shoe to buy now, and I could wear it in the wintertime, and I ain't got to worry about getting them messed up. That's one of them things. Like, that's one of them shoes. I feel like Jordan, he should have came out with like this whole little Gore-Tex like package, like November through like January or something. Like,
yes,
like just during that time. Maybe just for the Midwest folks. Let me say that, because maybe, you know, everybody else don't get it. They don't get all the weather.
East Coast needs them too.
Yeah, exactly. So us in the Midwest and East Coast definitely need these. So gotta have them. I'm gonna shoot my shot on that one app, and I'm gonna delete it, and then I'm gonna shoot my shot like I'm supposed to.
There we go.
I'm gonna delete it and see what happens. So
Kobe, shoot it.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna shoot. I've been shooting. I feel like Westbrook when I'm shooting right now.
Oh,
but, too soon, because you know, too soon. My fault.
Too soon.
So, but gotta have. So what we got next, though?
So to give y'all what the people said about those.
I knew they was going like, these Negroes.
Uh-huh. So 47% of people said gotta have them. 37% of people said flip them. 11% of people said trash. And 5% of people said sleep for cheap. So a lot of people digging those.
I see.
Give me one second here, AJ, and I'll pull up your next sneaker.
It's all right. Hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to tell people about it already. We got the Jordan 1. It is white, red, with some black laces. The Jordan 1 Heritage. Going for 170. You got red in the toe box, and you got the white around it with the all-white midsole. You got that red bottom. So you feel like you want red bottoms, they got them. Red bottom Jordan 1. Let's just say that. But that's just doing a little extra. You got a red towards the top of it, and they come with three different sets of laces. You get a black pair of laces, you get a red pair of laces, and you get a white pair of laces. So you can switch it up anywhere that you want. You can mix and match them however you like. They got that good premium Jordan 1 leather on. So don't worry about giving you a force feel, because I feel Jordan 1's the crease, but that's just my personal opinion. Because I feel like you got a force. I don't feel right. I feel like Jordan 1's the crease. That's just, I feel like I want to do a segment like Jordan 1's the crease. That's what I feel. I just feel like certain Jordan 1's, unless you got that M3 material on it, then it shouldn't. But every other Jordan 1, if it got the good leather, good premium leather, that's your crease. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to look bad. It's going to make it look probably a little bit better. Like we said, off the camera, off the air, this would be a good shoe that you want to get in, customize them, do some things with them. So Jordan 1 Heritage going for 170. Definitely got to have them. Definitely want them. I want them more than anything else. And they're dropping like on a Wednesday. So that's one thing I like too. I feel like I'm should be able to get them, because everybody should be at work or in school or something. School's still going on, Blaze?
Yes. Yes. All right, so, not for me, but for everybody else. Yes.
All right. So I feel like I should have much of a better chance on this raffle and all that good stuff. Because people don't buy shoes on a Wednesday. It's in the middle of the week. You got stuff to do. I got PTO. I can take off and go get them and then go back to work. But so definitely gotta have them for me. Blaze, what about you?
I gotta have them too, Black Ranger. This is a dope sneaker. Jordan 1s, you can't go wrong with those at all. What they're about, the heritage of them. I believe this is a sleeper one. And it's very hard for me to say with these segments that we're having of like RIP, like retro ones. This is a sleeper one. This is, you know, between those and the Gore-Texas, though, these are some sleeper ones that are going under the radar. And so these are one of these that you'll get for retail. And before you look up, by the end of the year, they're going for double or triple their worth. And so I'm going to get them. Mm-hmm. I like them. I like that they're featuring the laces. Shout out to the box that is coming in. It's coming in a different box than the black and red joint. Go ahead, AJ. Do it, man. Do it.
My fault. I forgot. The box is a white box with the red right on. So you normally get the black box with red or white. This one's coming in a white box. So I talk about boxing, I'm in a white box, and they got the red, and they got the red Nike
word
on it with the check on it. God bless you. Got it back. What about?
Yes, and so if you're a sucker for the boxes, if you're a buffoon for the boxes, I should say, then go ahead and cop them. Go ahead and cop them. It's a dope look. Yeah, buffoon for the boxes, and so. Go ahead and snag them. I like them. I got to have them too. Everything about them. I'm definitely going to change those out with the white laces. And so they come in three different laces. I feel like you should do it. And so it reminds me of nostalgia of getting sneakers on a Wednesday, having my grandfather go and get Jordans for me on a Wednesday. And so anytime Jordans come out on a Wednesday, let's do it. So got to have them for me.
Shout out to my uncle that used to get shoes for me on a Wednesday. You know,
absolutely.
Shout out to my uncle Dix, you know. Shout out to the fraternity. You know, I ain't gonna say it, but shout out to
Yes, exactly. So shout out to the OGs that made it possible for us young guys or young pups to get them and to keep that sneaker culture going. And so I gotta have them. So Boss Man, what's your thoughts on these?
I like them, but once again, it's a sleeper cheat. You can get them right now for basically retail on resale sites. So it's nothing that I'm going to be stressing out over, because I feel like even after they come out, it might even be below retail a little bit, but it is a dope colorway. So I think, you know, this does look like something that Jordan could actually wear, because it is a Chicago colorway. It actually looks like it would have went very well with those old style Chicago Bulls jerseys.
With the pinstripes?
No, not those. I'm talking about like the 80s joints.
Oh, the 80s, the white.
Yeah.
Okay, with
the Curse of Chicago and the Bulls that was like little across the chest. Yeah. It wasn't the big Bulls across the chest. But anyway, these are a sleeper cheap for me. Nothing that I feel like I'm in dire need of and that I gotta have immediately when they come out. But to give y'all what the people said about these. 47% of people say
there you go.
Half of them. 37% of people said flip them. 5% of people said trash, and 11% of people said sleep for cheap. So quite a few people feeling these ones right here. So Black Ranger, you got a win right there, man. You got a win.
But a dub.
Three episodes in the season four, about time. God damn.
Got a win right there, my brother. So to give y'all the next sneaker on the list, it is actually coming from me. These already released on Union's website, but this is the sneakers release. It's going to be on 526. It's the Union Jordan 2 Gray Fog. These are going to be $225, which is a very premium price, especially for Jordan 2, which is a silhouette that not a lot of people like. I will even admit that I don't really like Jordan 2s, but these are fire right here. So these guys feature pretty much an all gray upper with accents of like this tan color and the basically like Denver Nuggets light blue, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So basically you have like that beige or tan laces in the shoe. You got pretty much an all gray upper, which is going to be featuring like some canvas material and premium suede material as well. You have like that light blue is going to be in like your eyelets of the sneaker with a Union LA little tag coming right there off of the lace eyelets. You also have the tag on like the ankle of the shoe, which is meant to say holiday of 2021. Because these were supposed to release around that time, but clearly they got delayed. They also have a leather sock liner, which is also that like tan or beige type of color as well. You have the Union Jordan tag on the tongue. You also have like that exposed tongue there as well, where it shows a little bit of the foam. Gray midsole. And then gray outsole with a little bit of red or infrared on the outsole as well. But yeah, these are fire. $225 for these. It definitely will be a draw. I'm shooting my shot. Gotta have them. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
I am going to flip them. If I get my hands on them, if I grab them off a draw, I'm going to flip them. Just for the simple fact that, and I feel like old saying this, and I feel like a hypocrite saying this, but come October 22nd, a day before my birthday, the actual OG Retro 2s and the white, black, and red are coming out. And so if I can get these and flip them and get enough for the Retro 2s that are coming out in October, the OGs, I got to have them. But overall, this sneaker is dope. This is a dope sneaker. I'm shooting my shot, but if I get them in my hand, I'm going to get rid of them ASAP. I don't want them to sit too long because I'll keep them. So I'm going to get them, I'm going to flip them, and then I'm going to save that money for October when the OG 2s come out. And so, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. But flip them for the OGs. But these Unions are dope. I just want to hear Marco say again about these twos, man. He just eloquent. It is eloquent, no raw about it. The look on his face, you can see more of his face with the beard gone, so you can see more of his emotions. like damn, man, you know. I just wanted, like, I said, Mark, is that one of the picks of the week for Marco? Well, oh my, yeah, the twos. Yes, Lord.
I don't even like twos, but
them is fire. Yes, between it must be something crazy because the twos and then these Yeezys. We'll get into that later on down the line about these Yeezys that, you know, we'll talk about that later though. Black Ranger, go ahead. What you think of these?
You know, RIP Young Dog, we're gonna flip. You know, Young Flipper. I got to flip these. Shout out to Lil Flip, too. Flip, who they want, flip. Yeah, I got to flip them because I know they're going to go for double, triple. I don't know how much more, but they're going to definitely go. So, our Union website, that one web, I'm trying everything. I may cancel out buying other shoes this week just to get them because I know they're going to double in value for sure. But on top of all that, though, I really like them. I mean, I like twos in general, but Just like you say, but if I get them, I hold on to them too long, they're gonna be outside of my, it's a summertime. Absolutely. It's a good summertime, not summertime at the picnic, but it's a good summertime day party shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Put like an old man, put my all white linen on, then I, mm-hmm. then I hop in them tools. They're gonna be like, look at OG over there. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna put no Kango on, but I might be in all white linen with it. You know,
I'll throw the tools. I'm outside.
Yeah, I'm outside. You see me? I'm outside singing my blues song, these last $2.
Yes.
I cannot lose. But you know, but definitely, if I can get my hands on, I'm definitely gonna flip it. Marco, what the people say?
All right, so to give y'all what the people said about these, because y'all know people don't really like twos like that, but it's kind of a mixed bag. It's kind of a mixed bag on these.
I like it.
39% of people said gotta have them. 17% of people said flip them. 28% of people said trash. And 17% of people said sleep for cheap. So kind of a mixed bag on those, you know. Right. Not the worst option there, but you know, some people are feeling them, some people aren't. But yeah, we're going to move over to Blaze for the last sneaker of the week.
So, yes, let me close out with this right here. These things right here, the Jordan 5 Green Beans. And so last saw was in 2006 when these came out, the last time. And so, ooh, boy, I was young, dumb, and full of that, you know what, in K-State. And so, yes, Lord, that's the last time these things came out for me. So, you know, let me get more in depth. And like, first of all, they're $200, $200 plus tax. And so I don't want to get into the taxes. So it's primarily dressed in green bean, silver, and I would say cool gray. With the bottom of it being icy. And so let's get into it. An overall dope sneaker. They're going to originate from 2006, And so what's so special about it is the 3M across the sneaker for the most part. And so if you're looking at it from the silver part, most of the silver is reflective. So 3M, you have anywhere from the tongue being between the green bean and the silver and the cool gray at the bottom. And so it's dressed in all that way. And so you have your original concepts from it. The on the outsole level, you have anywhere from the flighter tips at the bottom to the basically icy blue or translucent at the outsole. You have anywhere from the clear fish nets from it. And so Jordan, it has the Jumpman on the back of it. And so it's basically a sneaker that's silver, gray, green bean, or green, and basically with the bottom of it being icy blue. And so definitely a dope sneaker, a classic sneaker. 2006. Oh goodness. What was you two doing in 2006? Can I go further on than that? Can I talk about that? Black Ranger, what were you doing in 2006?
Well, 2006, shout out to DC3, Dodge City, Community, shout out to my conquistador. I won a championship. Mm-hmm. We won the West. We won the West, the Jayhawk Conference, and we won the West. And I won the West too, with a lot of yes sir. So was they 3M in 2006?
Yes, they were. They were 3M.
Okay, I thought it was like it's a regular like gray leather back then.
Nah, it was definitely 3M. The sneakers 3M because they creased, and they're probably going to crease a lot with this sneaker too. Definitely going to crease a lot. And go ahead, AJ.
You got to get a force field. Dude. That's one time I'm gonna say get you a force field.
I think for the first time,
that ain't gonna save you.
That ain't gonna save him with that reflective with that 3M.
Nah, that ain't gonna save you.
Right. Yeah. But the inside or the sock sole, whatever you want to say, is also green bean as well. And so just overall dope sneaker. And so I got to have them. I got them. They're on their way and I'll be pulling the trigger on that bipolar app that we will not mention. And so this is a sneaker that means a lot to me that I almost would double up. And so That's kind of how I feel about this sneaker. I remember nights I didn't remember nights in this sneaker. And so that is definitely the nostalgia with that. And so I got to have them. Dope sneaker, Green Bean, Jordan 5s. Happy that they retroed or re-released, whatever the case may be, since 06. Goodness gracious. What a time to be alive. And so, Marco, what were you doing in 06? And what is your thoughts on this sneaker?
2006, I was graduating high school. I was coming out of the academy in 2006, and then doing foolish things in college in the fall. We won't talk about all those things.
Was that MU? What was that? Hold on.
Yep, that was MU. Right. Yep, that was MU.
All right. All right.
That was MIZZOU. That definitely was that. Yes,
let's go,
yes,
Tigers. Yes, sir.
That was definitely that. So was being foolish there, and then even paid Blaze a visit down there in springtime of that year. Springtime of 07. But I mean, I came down there for spring break, and we had a little drinking session. You know, we won't talk about that too much.
hold on. Hey, Marco, did you go to IHOP one night and somebody asked for a verse?
Yep, they asked, and I gave them Mark 5:19. I sure did. Okay.
I heard about that story. Okay.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. Yes, sir. It got that lady out of there, though, so they should still thank me for that. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, let's get back to the shoe. My bad.
I just want to say, you know, when we see sneakers that mean a lot to us, we like to reflect. And so shout out to the 3M on this spot with the reflection. And so there it is right there. So, Marco, what's your thoughts on these?
Man, so these... Okay. These are definitely fire. I had the Fusion version of these. Y'all remember Fusions? Mm-hmm. Definitely had the Fusion Air Force 1/5 version of these. Which those were dope at the time. They did not age well, so we won't talk about Fusions too much. But I definitely had those because I didn't think anybody really had those at the time, but they were definitely Crease Masters. So that is the one downside of this sneaker is that it will be a Crease Master.
Yes.
Like it is the sensei of creases right here. there is no doubt about it that this is going to crease. So if you're not one that doesn't like your shoes to crease, don't buy these. That's all I'm gonna tell you, because they are going to crease. Mm-hmm. You wear them one time, they will be creased. Yes. And it's going to show on this material. It's a dope material because as soon as you shine a light on it, it pops. Ooh, but at the same time, they will crease bad. Yes. But I like them. I need them. Gotta have them for me. AJ?
Oh, I like them. I want them. I'm going to try to put a force field in them to make sure it don't crease too much. I give up a little creases, but I don't need no crazy creases. And Blaze, you gonna be like that little kid out here walking on his heels and them bootleg Jordans.
Yes.
He walking on his heels talking about I can't crease his Jordans.
Oh right. Nope. I'm wearing mine.
Yeah. You might as well treat them creases as like war wounds right there, boy.
Right.
I like to think of creases like a birthmark. Like there ain't nothing you could do about it. Just kind of is what it is. Keep it flowing. There it is. Thank you,
I
sir.
Like that. I like that. Fair.
That's fair. So to give y'all what the people said about
yes, Lord.
Them, yes, it Lord. Is a landslide that people are going after these.
Yes, Lord.
A landslide. So 68% of people said gotta have them. 21% of people said flip them. 5% of people said trash, and 5% of people said sleep for cheap. So everybody's going after those.
Why he get all the love?
I guess you could say he had the sneaker of the week.
That's what it sounds like.
Sneaker got to week. Give the people what they want.
Shout out Jalen Rose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
well, after that, you know, gifts are done. So this is one of my, that'd be like my third favorite thing right now, man. Because I want people to know who I am. I want people to know who y'all are. Because I ain't saying we are superstars, but I feel like we some stars out here. I want everybody to know what's going on. So with that being said, Blaze, how you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling fantastic. I'm ready to roll.
Okay, well, Blaze, let them know where they can find you at then.
Man, you know, they can find me, you know, Lucky Lefty 31 on IG. And the segment is brought to you by You Ain't Bleeping, Your Mama Ain't Bleeping. But we're going to go into the Air Jordan Holy Grail. Shout out to Black Ranger with that. And so I'll keep it moving.
I told you, I know what I'm going. I know what's going on. I got you.
Holy Grail from, you know, why not get it rolling? And I think these five are probably some of my best out of the what is it, the three that I had before then. And so we're going to just step it up this here and that. I love this five right here. We're going to go from 90 to 86. And so why not just get it rolling right here? Let's just get it out the way. These right here, number 90, the Jordan 9 Chili Reds. These are some head turners. I had these. And I wore these the other day, and I had even white people saying, that's a nice sneaker there, sir. And so I was like, you know what? You know, I'll be prisoner of the moment. This right here is a dope sneaker. Basically, Jordan 9, people sleep on 9s. It's red, and it's patent leather red with black on the outsole. And so that is the sneaker, Chili Red, dope sneaker. And so AJ would compliment me with that, is that being a dope sneaker. I'll just leave him with them to chill. Number 89 is the Jordan 6 Midnight Navy. We talked about this sneaker before, either a week or two ago. Basically a white navy with the icy bottom. Lovely sneaker overall. I really appreciate that. I have those in hand as well. So I have the 9s and the 6s in hand as well. And so dope sneaker. I can't wait to put it on next month. For just to wear and to go out in. And so definitely a dope, lovely sneaker. Number 88 is a sneaker that I don't have. The Jordan 7 Pata, the icicle. Now the Patas, they in the 7s, they've came out in two styles. And so I think they came out in like I feel like I'm calling everything beige, but whatever, brown. They came out in a brown style. And now they came out with also this icicle style. And so I like these a lot. Pata, basically gray or blackish, wrapped around the sneaker with the icicle, just with the hint of it around the. So I like the sneaker, obviously. Number 87 is the Jordan 5 Wutha. And Marco did a good job illustrating the yellow version, or, you know, the Wuthas, they have the yellow version. Most part, and they have the red version. So the yellow version is basically yellow around the sneaker, purple, blue, and basically the translucent on the outsole of it. The red, and I'm trying to think of this off the top of my head because I do have these. I believe I caught these last year. Things run together. And so I like the mismatch of the sneaker in that way when it comes like that. And so I believe the red has red for the most part around the sneaker. I believe it has yellow and like spots of green with the outsole being translucent as well. And so I don't know off the top of my head with that. And so hopefully Marco can help me out with that if he can, because I know he likes to speak that. Marco, what's the red mostly about?
It's basically like the Raging Bull upper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the like Shanghai little yellow logo on it. Like on the yellow one there, you have the Tokyo logo on the heel of the sneaker.
Right.
And then I think it also features like a black midsole.
Okay.
If I'm recalling correctly. Matter okay. Fact, we'll just look them up here for the people and We'll pop them up here real quick.
Okay.
If we can. Here we go.
Yeah.
Give me one second here.
No, you good. Yes, there we go.
There we go.
So the most part, the Raging Bull, the yellow on the bottom with the pendant, black on the outsole. Yes, black on the outsole with the green. With the green at the bottom. So yes, shout out to the Green Bean Tongue. I forgot it had that on there. And so a nice little mismatched sneaker overall. I like them a lot. And so, you know, if you can trick them off and wear them, it is good to go. And so shout out to that sneaker. I don't mind the what does if they come in like different sneakers on each foot. I know AJ has some grievances with that. So AJ has some problems with that, but it's all good. And number 86 is a really tough decision for me to put this sneaker there, because I wouldn't mind putting this sneaker higher, in my opinion, but there's some things that if I put it higher, that means I got to take some things off, and I'm not about to take some things off. And so the Jordan 14 Low Laney. And so 14s are just lovely. I like the 14s. I like the lows around them. I like the lows, period. And so when you mentioned the Low Laney from Jordan with his high school years, and so it's a lovely deal. Once again, mainly blue, Laney blue from Jordan with the high school days, him being in high school. Black around the tip or the front of the sneaker, the sock sole or the sock liner of the sneaker is black as well. And then the bottom or the outsole is mainly black as well, with just it's not a hint of white, but a strip of white also on the outsole of the sneaker as well. Definitely gives that Ferrari feel. I love them. This is definitely a summertime sneaker that I've seen. I've seen plenty of people in them, and I love the neutral about it, because women can wear them as well. And so you get women and men wearing this sneaker. And so you get that love of that Jordan 14 Low Laney. And so anything in the Laney blues, it pops. And so there'll be another Laney in the future that I will put out in my Holy Grail. And so, but this is a good start for that. So 90 through 86 is the Jordans that I have for you lined up. It's probably one of my favorites of the season. So obviously there'll be a top tier, but for right now, this is my favorite. So, well, Marco, what's your thoughts on my Holy Grail from 90 to 86?
I really want those Whatas. I've actually been trying to make a deal on Trade Block to get those Whatas. I've got so many trade block scenarios out there right now that if somebody just would accept a trade, you know, I might get something in return. But definitely trying to get the what does. I think I actually had the Jordan 14 Low Laneys when they originally released back in the day, like in 99 or something like that, back in my Arrowhead days. AJ knows about that. So I think I had those. I like the chili red nines. They weren't anything that I actually had to have at the moment, but I think that might be a sneaker that I try and get later on down the road. That's the thing about it being a sneakerhead. You ain't got to have everything when it comes out immediately. You can get it later on down the road.
We're fortunate enough now with these different websites for us to be able to get stuff like later.
That is fair. That
makes me go back to like how you be like, boy, they got all these shoes made. They already, some of they re-released the shoes. They already had a business. They were just sitting up there. Yeah, that's all it was. They sitting somewhere. Somebody got access true. To them. Yeah.
That is definitely true. Everything sits. Don't let them fool you. They'll right. tell you that it don't sit, because everything sits. But yeah, you know, the Midnight Navies aren't really my favorite, so I ain't gonna really harp on them too much. And the Patas kind of remind me of like the Bordeaux's a little bit. Okay. So
yeah,
nothing really I gotta have there either.
Huh?
Pata collabs either anyway are kind of hit or miss for me. It's like they either really super dope or they kind of whack to me. So it's like that was one of those. I was kind of like, ah, that looks too much like a Bordeaux for me. So it's nothing that I got to have. But I respect it being on your list. I mean, you got 100 sneakers here. So that's a lot. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. AJ, what you think about the list?
I'm Chili Reds. Yeah, I might have to go over the. I ain't going over the 100. If it stay under the 100, yeah, it's like one of them shoes. I ain't gonna one of them cheap shoes. I'm gonna need it for Sunday fun day. You know, Red Friday. You know, either one. Like, I need it. I like the material of it. It's a 9. 9 is one of my favorite shoes to hoop in. That's gonna be my biggest dilemma. Like, yeah, I still play basketball every now and then. I mess around and go to the court and go start hooping them. So, but you know, my jumper's still good. I'm like Ray Allen in fourth, you know, in the corner. Like, I play for Miami. So that's how good my jumper is. So the patterns, I'm with Marco. I got the Bordeaux 6s too. And I still got the Bordeaux 7s too. So it's like, I feel what he's saying on them. Other than that, I'm not mad about this list. These lists ain't made me upset yet. I'm gonna say that because I'm just waiting for a 5 to pop out, five pair of sneakers to pop out. I'll be like, man, Blaze, you trip. But nah, you ain't gave me that. Like, you 3 for 3 right now. You're doing good. I'm not hating on it. I feel like it's a good order right now. I feel like you got the shoes in the right place. I don't feel like no shoe should be higher or lower than what it is at the moment. Now, I think when we get into like that top 50 range, it's gonna be like, all right, now you trip. Like,
that's when it's gonna be some controversy.
Yeah, that's gonna be some smoke. That's gonna be some smoke.
That's what some smoke in the city gonna have. I'm like, okay, I let you slide now, but now you trip. But I'm with you on these. And I like how you bringing in, you know, shoes that's just now coming out in this list too. So,
yes, I'm
not mad about this list at all.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's some recency bias in this, but it's low. It's low on the tier that I could put these on here. Now, when we get to between 75 to 1, that's when the air gets thin, and I'm gonna be like,
yeah. I don't need no recency in there. That's what I'm gonna tell you right now.
Nah. Yeah, when it gets to 75, 70 ish,
I don't want, because the Midnight Navies, they hard, but they cool, but it ain't like they can't be top 50 cool. They cool.
But you know, we say recency bias because those actually came out in 2001 originally.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you could be going off the OGs that came out 21 years ago. So
nope, right. They still would have been in that up. No,
George, you correct.
He probably had 80 something better shoes than that before them came out. So back in that year.
You crazy? Because I'm trying to think about it. Because I'm trying to put where I'm gonna put them Green Bean 5s. And I'm really curious on like how I'm going to maneuver in that way. So I don't know if they're going to be 75 higher or lower. Tune in. That teaser. Tune in, no doubt.
Better not be top 50. Anyway,
there it is.
So that concludes our Holy Grail for this week. Shout out to Blaze for putting that all together. This is one of the moments that we close it out. Like, close it out. Like, we done. Like, we let people know every place that we're from, every social media that you can find us at. Marco,
hold on. You skipping the segment, brother.
God damn.
What about? We got to tell me how you really feel. So we're gonna roll into it.
You are right. That is my phone not acting right. So tell me how you really feel. Marco, you know what? Tell me how you really feel. What we talking about?
So basically this segment is going to be about us airing grievances and different things. Like, if there's something that's coming out that you don't feel right about, or something that you just want to voice an opinion about, that's what we're going to do right now. So for me, I'm going to tell you how I really feel about sellouts. Sellouts don't exist. when a sneaker sells out, it don't really sell out, because what happens in like the next month or two, a restock. What happens the weekend after a sneaker releases on Saturday, it restocks on Tuesday. So restocks and all this stuff selling out, people need to quit panic buying. I was actually a victim of panic buying a couple of months ago. When I panic bought those rebellions, you know how much cheaper they are right now, and I'm really kicking myself for buying those at that premium price point that I bought them at. They are selling for $70 less than what I bought them at. I am upset.
Put them on the block.
No, I already wore them, so I can't do that. But it's just like, why did I panic buy? I just don't understand. And I guess it's just sneaker culture. I guess it's something about it that it just make us panic buy. We think, oh, I gotta have it right now. But really, if you miss on a sneaker, you just need to say, hey, I missed, and be patient. That's mm-hmm. really what you need to do. You need to miss and just be patient, because if you're patient, you get it for a decent price. I didn't get it at a decent price. I paid too much. I paid way too much. That's all I'm going to say.
Ain't no such thing as too much for something you want. That's my problem.
I paid too much. When I could have saved $70, I paid too much. Especially for sneakers out here that is actually worth that price point. I paid too much for that sneaker. That sneaker is dope, but it was not worth the price point that I paid. I should have bought Jordan 1 wings for what I paid. Let's put it that way.
Good point.
Of which, I don't understand the amount of people that are on trade block that will not trade me for those Jordan 1 wings. Y'all been sitting on them since 2017. Y'all ain't about to wear them. Trade them. Y'all ain't about to wear them.
They feel the value. You know, the longer you hold something, the more value you get. Like a painting. Like, you just got to hold on to it for a little bit.
I need to be patient and hold on to these UNCs until the fall when the basketball season start again. And then I bet the price is going to go up.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm one day wearing them, next day selling them in my mind. Like, hey.
Blaze probably the only one to put them on foot already.
All right. Blaze, you want this 12? You want to cut the back of it?
No, I'm good. You can have them. I'll wear mine. I'm wearing.
My bad. Well, hey, what you got? Get off your chest. Let's get it off.
Tell me how I really feel just about this. Kind of hard. It's kind of hard to explain with that. Like, what's going on with these app sites? Like, just with these app, just like, you know, we talked about, I don't want to get into it, but just like sneakers and just like letting, like, I don't know, when are we going to like subject ourselves to these like sneaker sites and like get angry about them? Like, I don't want these sneaker sites to mess with my emotions, you know? Like, I'm really big on like mental health, and just like, I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want these sneaker sites. Like, people be like on Twitter, be like angry. Like, if I don't, like, nobody hit on these fours, you know, these military fours, and like, not military, black fours. And I was like, real estate, like, man, I'm about to go on like pay resale for these. I'm just like, what am I doing? These aren't even like an OG. These aren't even like an OG. I'm not about to get angry on these black fours, these black military fours. That just doesn't mean anything to me. Like, I forgot that the price point for these was like $210, and like $210 plus tax. I'm just like, man, like, I'm not about to sweat myself. Like, I feel like people get involved, like, who's like Paul's, but like, whose dick is bigger? Like, I'm just gonna get these because these are just what's hot right now. And it's just like, I don't know. I guess getting back to what Marco said, like, man, it ain't worth it with these buying these at these expensive prices. And like, I don't know, man, just seeing like people like people dying, people getting shot up over like stupid shit. Like, you know, like we had an incident like in Lawrence, like with like road rage or whatever at Hy-Vee, and like an old man and a black dude got into it like in a shootout. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I guess to bring it all about, like sneakers aren't worth it in that market to
not to die.
Right. Yeah. Just like, I'm just like, I'm kind of living in this vibe. Like, you know, you have shootings in schools and shooting in different places. And it's just like, bro, like I'm not about to get this sneaker or like get this material just to make myself worthy of hoop. Like, I'm not about to do that. Like, I forgot to mention that I got the LeBron, LeBron or Palmer's, you know what I mean? Like, I forgot to mention that. Like, I was like, you know, Mark sent me with a text like, yo, they sitting. And I'm just like, I had to wait 20, 25 minutes to receive my confirmation. And I was just like, man, I like this sneaker. And so it's still sitting in different sizes, but I'm just like, man, I'm not about to go crazy over sneakers at the end of the day. Like, I'm gonna get my grails because, you know, I put the grails out there for everybody to know. But man, I just like, man, like, I don't know, with the summertime, because, you know, ninjas is crazy in the summer, you know, and, you know, dyings happen, killings happen more often in the summertime than they do in any other season. And so it's just like, man, just when it comes to the sneaker thing, like, protect yourself. Don't let that mental health mess with you with the sneakers app. Let it mess with Black Ranger, because I like to giggle at him. But other than that, like, don't let sneakers mess with you like that. Like, bro, it just it really just ain't worth it. And so, yeah, that's kind of just what this, yeah, just what I would really like to talk about. Like, so if it's a personal note or not, but it's just keeping that in perspective. Like, you know, like don't let that affect you, and rock what you rock and like what you like. And if you don't get it, you know, keep it moving. So, yeah.
It's too many sneakers out here to be worried about one release.
Oh my God. I be telling like these young folks that, like, yo, you really upset like you didn't get this sneaker. Like, it's right. 100 other pair of shoes that's coming out. Like,
right.
It's a shoe, like my man or my woman or my people. It's a shoe. It's not worth all that. Like, I be trying to tell people. Young people, especially in general, because I was one of them young people. Don't get me wrong. Like, I wanted the newest shoe. Like, but I'm like 5-10 years later from now, I'm like, I don't even remember that shoe. I don't care about that shoe. Like, it wasn't. But that's what I'll be trying to explain to them. Like, because, like my mom said, everything comes back. Everything, quote unquote, gets retro. Retro, if mm-hmm. I'm like, everything comes back. So, what are you mad about? Okay, you didn't get it. All right, 5 years from now, that shoe was coming back. All right, so, but when you're young, you want you want what's fashionable now. Like, you want the what's in right now. So it's like, I gotta have it in this moment. Like, no, you don't. Like, that shoe is gonna come back, or you're gonna see something a week later that you're gonna want to forget about the other shoe. At the end of the day, these are just shoes.
It's fair.
I like looking good. Don't get me wrong, but these are just shoes. I need my bills paid. That shoe is not worth my life getting cut off. Like, no. I guess that's how I feel. Hey, these are just shoes. At the end of the day, these are just shoes. I love talking about shoes. I love collecting shoes. I love having shoes. Don't get me wrong. But if I miss it, I miss it. Because it's going to be something that's going to come out a week later that I'm going to be like, oh, I want it. I forgot about that. I forgot about that whole, I forgot about that shoe. And then, like I was saying earlier, like, we're fortunate to have the goats, the sneakers that are, you know, we're fortunate to have all this, you know, StockX that's kind of going through something right now. Like, we're fortunate to have these sites. Like, we didn't have them when we was younger. It might have been a lot better if we did, but we got them now. So it's like, if you really want to shoot, you're going to pay that over the 50, under the 100, or over the 100, less than the 200. Let's just say all that. Are you if you Ooh. Really if you really want the shoe, you gonna save your money up and go get it. Like that's how I really feel. Like, but I'm not losing my life over a shoe. I'm not missing a bill because of a shoe. Like, these are just shoes. And now you got Corner out here. What's this Afterpay? You got all these different methods to get in the shoe. Like, what are you doing out here? Yeah, you got credit cards. Don't max out your credit card for shoes. But I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
you got way different methods of paying for shoes than we had shit 5 years ago. Like, so they just shoes. But that's my fault. I'm done. I could be here all day talking about that.
All right. Well, I think that closes out. Tell me how you really feel then.
Yeah, so, it does.
Deep all of a sudden. It got real Dr. Strange after a while. I'm like, good Lord, it got real deep.
My bad. But you know, that closed it all out. Well, what we got anything for this sneaker talk? What's the sneakers talk topic for tonight?
I don't think we got anything.
I think we got so deep in how you really feel.
This sneaker talk topic.
This sneaker talk topic all tied into it together. So, you know, this is the time of the night that we let people know where they can find us. Let people know who we are. Who want to start off? You know, Blaze, I'm going to let you start off. We'll let the birthday boy go last. So, Blaze, where can they find you? Where can they find us? Where can they find you?
First of all, appreciate y'all listening, viewing in, tuning in. And so another episode down. And so they can follow me on IG, LuckyLefty31. And so that's where you can find me. I'm not doing nothing but reposting pictures of my kids and stuff like that. Nothing crazy. And so you can also follow us on City_Kick on Twitter, on the bird. What people are saying nowadays on the bird. So City_Kick on the bird. And so that's where you can find me and also Kick City. And so Marco, where can they find you and Kick City?
No. He's going last. His birthday.
Oh, he's going last. My fault. Black Ranger, where can they find you? Where can they have a friend at?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, you can add a friend, tell a friend, or tell a friend to add a friend, or add a friend to tell a friend. Just make sure they following us on IG at Kick_City at 913. Follow the Twitter at City_Kick. And make sure you follow me on my personal page at AJJ_Almighty. I don't got no family, none to post. I mean, I got family, but I don't got no kids family. That's what I'm trying to say. But I got family.
Good for you.
Cousins. Yeah, I got cousins, uncles, aunties, all that good stuff I post on mine. But you can follow me. But most importantly, you got to follow Kick City on the Instagram because we post a lot. We need a lot of people's votes. And hold on, wait a minute. When I say votes, Kansas City People's Choice Awards, you still got time to vote. You got to the 24th to vote. It don't hurt to vote. It don't hurt to repost. That's all I'm going to leave with that. It don't hurt to vote. It don't hurt to repost. And on top of that, Marco, let the people know we still got t-shirts. Come get you a Kick City t-shirt. I know you want one. I know they want one. Tell somebody else that want one. Come get you a Kick City t-shirt. Now, let's end with the birthday boy. Marco, let them know.
All right, so y'all know y'all can follow Kick City on IG at Kick_City913. Y'all can also find us on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast on Facebook. You can find me personally at MB The Remix on IG. Still haven't changed my Twitter handle, which I need to do so, but it's still currently DAMB2 Experience. That's a long Twitter handle, so that's why I need to change it to MB The Remix so that everything is uniform across all boards. We are still on TikTok. We haven't posted anything on TikTok in a minute. So maybe one day we'll get on there and post some. We're not good with TikTok. That's all I'll say. But anyway.
We old.
That's all it is. We're not good with TikTok. But yeah, that's where y'all can find me. Make sure you go vote for us on kcpcawards.com. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, let's have a good. Appreciate y'all for listening, and we out.
Real different, nigga.
That, you know, every now and then somebody talk you into getting something, and you just get it because somebody else got something. So it's like, you know, well, let's just do it together. And so that's how this happened.
Oh boy, you let that gator clap you real quick. You end up falling. You don't fall in love, ninja, right here, boy. I try to tell you. First of all, fool, it's junk food. I think that's the title of it. The sneaker is junk food.
Sometimes you do stuff you ain't supposed to do, and they don't even know that you're doing what you're supposed to do. So that's how it goes. So it's just like you're trying to do right when you act right, because when you wasn't acting right, you did right, or you did wrong, you act right. What Terrence Harris say in that movie? Because sometimes you're right when you're wrong, but when you're wrong, you kind of right. But when you're right when you're wrong, I don't know what's going on.
You see, yeah, I tell you, this is confusing us when he said it.
Right. Exactly. I tell you when you was wrong, when you bought the motherfucking seltzers over to my grad party, nigga. I'm still not upset about that. Can we get back in? Is this recording? I'm still not happy with that. With you, I'm still not happy. Check it. What are we checking?
I'm gonna bring over seltzers that ain't been open. Okay.
Are you sure?
I was just trying.
Don't tease me like that, nigga. Don't tease me.
For one, we drove 3 hours, so I got
3 hours. For what's a 45-minute drive?
Nah, it felt like 3 hours. I got thirsty.
3 hours. Thirsty on the ride. You know they got liquor stores in Lawrence, right?
For one.
Look at that junk food. Okay.
I swear to God, I got on Nike. It did not say nothing about called junk food or nothing. I didn't know. Okay.
Nike don't ever give you the real name. They always give you some BS name.
Exactly.
It's a bunch of it's junk food on that sneaker, fam.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, bro. Look at all the food groups on there. It's nothing but junk food.
I don't know. But I just like I'm a sucker for
it. It's junk food on there.
It is, but you know,
right?
You know, when they like them, then you supposed to like them. Then you supposed to learn together. You know how that shit go. What Drake say?
Oh God! Oh, the light skin.
Yeah,
the light skin. You ain't light skin. That's why you can't be like what Drake say. You need to be like what Jadakiss say. what Jadakiss? What Kodak Black say?
Exactly. You supposed to be superstars.
Exactly. You need to be like, what did the Notorious B.I.G. said? When he turned 50 today. What did he say? See, that's your problem. You worry about what the light-skinned niggas say. You ain't worry about what the dark-skinned niggas say. That's your problem. That's your problem.
Kick City.